25 of the Wildest Celebrity Quotes of 2019 by David Ng on January 1, 2020. Hollywood elites continued to engage in unhinged histrionics over President Donald Trump in 2019, ratcheting up their hysterical rhetoric to new comic heights. The usual Tinseltown suspects trotted out their bizarre claims and tinfoil conspiracy theories, using the weight of their celebrity to try to sway public opinion in their favor. They included Robert De Niro, Michael Moore, Cher, Sarah Silverman, Chelsea Handler, Alec Baldwin, and many more. Here are some of the wildest celebrity quotes of 2019, running the gamut from President Trump to climate change to abortion and beyond. Cher: if Trump wins second term, there will be no America. The singer-actress tweeted hysterically back in June about the impending end of the world. Only important thing is beating Trump, double exclamation mark. If Trump wins second term, there'll be no, double exclamation mark. We won't be able to exact punishment, or put him in chains, for gutting our gov. Trump puts rich, corrupt cronies in charge of agencies they know nothing about, for if Dems lose, they can't change anything. Robert De Niro: Martin Scorsese believes Trump will start a war to get three terms in office. I'm worried because if he gets re-elected, it's gonna be very, very bad, on a lot of levels. He's going to be history at one point, though he'd love to be president for life. He jokes about it, De Niro said in an interview with the Daily Beast. I think that if he became president for a second term, he'd try to have a third term and let smarter people manipulate it into getting us into some kind of altercation, a war. De Niro added, the only other president who served a third term was Roosevelt because he was in a war, and this fool would go and start something. This was what Marty Scorsese was saying, and I said, Marty, I never thought of that. I never thought he'd go for a third term if there was a war or something. Chelsea Handler admits she's very sexually attracted to Robert Mueller. The former talk show host took wishful thinking to the next level by tweeting her physical attraction to the FBI special counsel. If I'm being completely honest, I am very sexually attracted to Robert Mueller. I know it's not meant to be, but that doesn't mean I won't hang a poster of him above my bed. Sarah Silverman says Jesus is this girl Greta Thunberg. Like many other Hollywood stars, the comedian actress has gone gaga for Greta, claiming in September that she sees Jesus Christ in the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist. Alec Baldwin claims Russia killed Jeffrey Epstein, they're in charge of everything. The actor claimed in August that financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was killed by the Russian state, which he said is now in charge of everything as a result of the Trump presidency. Julia Louis-Dreyfus: women don't have equal rights in the U.S. Constitution. The Veep star posted a rallying call in October for Democrats to win back four seats in Virginia's state legislature, declaring that such a result would ensure that women finally have equal rights in the U.S. Constitution. Robert Redford says impeaching Trump is pointless if there will be no planet to live on. The Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid star wrote in an op-ed article for Time magazine that impeaching President Trump and admitting refugees won't matter due to climate change. In the piece, titled Don't Fall for Political Distractions, Saving Our Planet Must Come First, Redford wrote, collusion, obstruction of justice, impeachment or not, greedy tax breaks, medical care for all or none, refugees seeking compassion at our borders. As a citizen, I care deeply about all these things. He added, but I also fail to see how any of it will matter without a planet to live on. We are approaching an irreversible tipping point. The science of climate change is backed by examples of the damage mankind has caused all around us, every day and everywhere. None of us are immune anymore, no matter where we live, no matter our political party. Barbara Streisand: women who support Trump vote the way their husbands vote. In November, the pop icon and Oscar-winning actress said in an interview that women who voted for President Trump did so because of their husbands, adding that those women don't believe enough in their own thoughts. I love my country and it's painful to see democracy being assaulted, institutions being assaulted and women being assaulted, Barbara Streisand told Daily Mail. She also described the fact that many women voted for President Trump as a terribly complex thing, and said that a lot of women vote the way their husbands vote, they don't believe enough in their own thoughts. Anne Hathaway: pro-life white women causing black women to die. The Devil Wears Prada star posted a lengthy Instagram rant in May, bizarrely claiming that pro-life women are causing the deaths of a disproportionate number of poor and black women. Yes, the anti-abortion movement is primarily about controlling women's bodies under the premise, for many, sincere, of saving lives, and yes, this law is primarily the work of white men. However, a white woman sponsored the bill and a white woman signed it into law. The Oscar winner's lengthy Instagram message began, "As we're resisting, let us also call out the complicity of the white women who made this awful moment possible. And which, make no mistake, will lead to the unnecessary and avoidable deaths of women, a disproportionate number of whom will be poor and or black." Michael Moore, "Adults should feel shame for letting Greta Thunberg show us the way." The left-wing documentary filmmaker praised the 16-year-old climate activist in a series of tweets, saying adults should feel shame for allowing her to show us the way to deal with climate change. Actor Bradley Whitford, "Trump inspiring the wholesale slaughter of American citizens." The West Wing star tweeted in August his reaction to the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. "The President of the United States is an unapologetic white nationalist who is inspiring the wholesale slaughter of American citizens. D.L. Hughley, you could worship the devil and be a better human being than a Trump supporter." The comedian and actor said President Trump's supporters are morally inferior to devil worshippers, asserting that you could worship the devil and be a better human being than a Trump supporter during a July episode of the D.L. Hughley show. Jim Carrey, "Osama bin Laden doesn't hold a candle to Mitch McConnell." The Hollywood star tweeted in September that the terrorist attacks of 9/11 don't compare to the gun deaths that Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, is responsible for. 10,000 gun deaths in 2019 and the year is far from over. What Osama bin Laden did to us was terrible, but he doesn't hold a candle to Mitch McConnell, Carrey said in a tweet that included an image of a hand holding a $100 bill being dipped in blood. Rocker Tommy Lee warns Trump supporters, "We are going to pay you back so effing hard for all this shit." The Motley Crue frontman took to Twitter in August to repost a letter warning that supporters of President Trump would face payback if the Democrats win back the White House. The message ended with the threat that the payback would see a gargantuan metal mountain made of confiscated guns emblazoned with the face of Hillary Clinton. Cardi B to NYPD, "Fuck you, suck a fart and suffocate on it." The rap superstar and Bernie Sanders supporter went on a foul-mouthed Instagram rant in August, telling the New York Police Department to motherfucking suck a fart and suffocate on it. Cardi B was apparently reacting to the NYPD's involvement in a school's decision to cancel a giveaway hosted by her friend Star Brim. The Instagram video was deleted after going viral. Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch, "Swinging saved my marriage." Middleditch told Playboy in September that when he first married wife Molly Gates in 2015, he insisted that he did not want to stop trolling for other women. He claims his wife decided to work with him on his proclivities. "I don't know how much I can say, because I don't want my wife to be mad at me," Middleditch told the magazine. "Only after I got married was I like, Molly, I'm sorry, but we have to get non-traditional here." To her credit, instead of saying "fuck you, I'm out," she was like, "let's figure this out." Newt Emily Ratajkowski, "States with highest proportions of black women using abortion to protect prison industrial complex." The actress posted a nude photo of herself to Twitter in May, claiming that states enforcing abortion restrictions are disproportionately hurting black women in order to perpetuate the industrial prison complex. Dame Helen Mirren dismisses concept of binary sexuality. The Oscar-winning British star said in an October interview with Radio Times that the idea of binary sexuality is a false construct. "I came to the conclusion an awfully long time ago that there is black and there is white, and we were all somewhere in the middle in a wonderful mix of male and female," Mirren said. "There is no such thing as binary sexuality, when you're male or female. I don't believe that at all." Ellen Barkin, Trump's base most extreme right-wingers since the Nazis. In a series of vitriolic tweets in June, the Animal Kingdom star compared supporters of President Trump to Nazis. "If Trump's base, the most extreme right-wingers since the Nazis, would just stop and look at the financial damage inflicted on them by the GOP, I believe they join the fight," Barkin tweeted. Jimmy Kimmel defends Hunter Biden, smears Lara Trump, heartless imbecile with lip injections. The late-night talk show host launched into a politically loaded monologue in October, siding with Hunter Biden over President Trump. Team Trump has been spreading all sorts of unproven nonsense about Hunter Biden, and I don't get that, Kimmel said. I mean, why would they align themselves with these conspiracy theories when they can just point out that Hunter Biden is a 49-year-old man with two bracelets? For me, that's all I need to know. Kimmel later insulted Lara Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, after she praised President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Kurdish-controlled northern Syria in a Fox News interview. They'd also have to Google, who is the heartless imbecile with lip injections on my TV right now? Kimmel joked. Tom Arnold to Diamond and Silk, get your big booties back into Big Daddy's hot tub. The True Lies actor made lewd and sexist remarks directed at Diamond and Silk, the pro-Trump social media personalities, who had called for him and Barbara Streisand to be put under investigation by authorities. I'd like to investigate every crack, curve and crevice of you 2 tons of fiends' heavenly bodies, Arnold said in a tweet in October. I'll start with an intensive examination of your naughty bits. So take off all your clothes and get back your big booties butts back into Big Daddy's hot tub. Don't bring Streisand. Too freaky. Actor Josh Brolin says his anus is sunburned after trying perineum sunning. The No Country for Old Men actor accidentally took the new fad of perineum sunning to the extreme, saying that his anus was sunburned after prolonged exposure to the sun. My pucker hole is crazy burned and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family and instead I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain, he wrote in an Instagram post in December. Actress Emma Watson finds happiness in being self-partnered. The Harry Potter star said in a November interview that she was happily single, preferring to describe her relationship status as self-partnered. I was like, why does everyone make such a big fuss about turning 30? This is not a big deal, Watson said in an interview with British Vogue. Cut to 29, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so stressed and anxious. If you do not have a husband, if you do not have a baby. There's just this incredible amount of anxiety. Mia Farrow celebrates illegal alien jumping Trump's stupid wall as triumph of human spirit. The Rosemary's Baby star called an illegal alien who jumped a wall along the United States-Mexico border a triumph of the human spirit. Alyssa Milano at LA impeachment rally. I'm premenopausal and I'm angry, vote them all out. The left-wing who's the boss? Star attended a Los Angeles impeachment rally against President Trump. During the event, the 47-year-old actress took to the stage to announce a proposal of nothing that she was nearing the end of her biological fertility. If President Donald Trump thought Greta Thunberg was angry, he's seen nothing yet, Milano told the crowd. I'm premenopausal and I'm angry. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.